You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, dear friends, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Imam Rida alayhi salam, peace be upon him, says about Lady Masuma, and let me, by the way, offer my congratulations and felicitations on the birthday anniversary of Lady Fatima Masuma, salamullah alayha, who is buried in the city of Qom in today Iran. So this lady, for those of you who don't know her much, let me have a little bit of introduction. She was a great lady, very knowledgeable, very pure. And for example, her father, Imam Kadhim alayhi salam, whenever some many of those who came to him to ask their questions regarding mostly their religious matters, Imam alayhi salam would refer them to his daughter Lady Masuma, who was very young at that time, and she would answer all of those questions perfectly. So she was so knowledgeable, brought up by an imam, Imam Kadhim alayhi salam, and she was so devoted to her brother, Imam Rida alayhi salam. For example, when Ma'mun, the evil caliph at that time, dragged or actually forced Imam Rida alayhi salam to move from Medina to Marv or Khorasan or Mashhad at that time. After some while, Lady Masuma, as devoted as she was to her brother, who was the imam of her time, she tried to move to the same place. It was a long distance, and in the way, she suffered so much. She got ill. Their caravan were attacked by some like evil people, and at the end, she was she got sick and she died, and she was buried in the city of Qom. From then on, you see that this city has been gradually the center. Has become the center for the scholars, Islamic scholars from all around the world. They come to the city and seek the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. They learn about Islam. And in one of the Imam Rida alayhi salam says, whoever visits the grave of this lady, the paradise would become a must for him. I mean, he would or she would deserve paradise, provided that she or he comes with ma'rifah, deep knowledge or appreciation or acknowledgement towards this lady and towards Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So inshallah, I wish that soon enough you will be visiting this holy lady, his holy grave in Qom. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.